Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He is Rob. It is hour number 3, and we're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Now, we are excited to announce that starting this Saturday morning, right here on Fox Sports Radio, we've got a brand new college football pregame show that takes you right up to kickoff. Fox Sports Radio's Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. It launches this Saturday live from 9 a.m. Eastern to 12 noon, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. Be sure to join Brian Noe, former All-American Penn State left guard Rich Ornberger, and PicksWise lead betting analyst Jared Smith as they take you right up to college football kickoff every Saturday morning right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. It, of course, is presented by BetMGM. All right, we got Foul or Fair with J.R. Gamble of MLBBro.com coming up at the bottom of the hour. But until then, we will talk a little Aaron Judge and a little Jason Williams, white chocolate, spout nonsense. Quickly, Rob, Aaron Judge. Do you think, okay, let's say he's hit 64 this year.
All right.
Do you think he'll ever go over 60 again?
Yes, I do believe that because, Chris, he hit 52 his rookie year. This is not like some aberration.
He's a tremendous hitter.
You know what I mean?
Hitter. Right.
And what does Strawberry say, right? He's a home run hitter. Some guys are home run hitters.
Right.
And he's a home run hitter.
Yeah. The Yankees, I'm sure they'll lock this guy up. They should make him the highest paid player in the league. That's just how it works, right? he bet on himself, and it looks like he'll win. So good for him. Yankees got bigger fish to fry, too, because they are not looking great lately. And we'll see, though, if it was just a bump in the road to a World Series. All right, let's go. I mentioned white chocolate, Jason Williams. And he has been running off at the mouth lately. And he said something about Michael Jordan that I have a hard time believing, as knowledgeable as he is. And I'm going to say this about Jason Williams. I won't name the coach. I mean, we were just talking, so I don't know. I don't think he would mind it being out there, but I won't put him out there anyway. He said that Jason Williams was incredibly knowledgeable as a player. He coached Jason.
I dispute it.
And he said that he thinks he would be a great head coach in the future. Now, this was when he was still playing. And so take that for what it's worth. But this comment didn't sound like it. Here he is.
I don't care who you are, but this one-on-one ISOs, when GP was out there on that island, you asked MJ, it was easy for him to get to the bucket against GP as it would be against Jrue Holiday today with Giannis and Brook Lopez sitting back there. He's not scoring as easy today as he did back then.
Stop it! Jason Williams. And this is not about that was our era. This is not old man, get off my lawn. This is none of that. Jason, did you watch basketball in the 1980s and 1990s? Even if you didn't watch, are you aware that when Michael Jordan got to the rim, who was at the rim? Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal, Alonzo Mourning,
Patrick Ewing,
Dikembe Mutombo, Patrick Ewing, David Robinson. Are you kidding me? Rick Smits, Mark Eaton, who was one of the best shot blockers ever.
9 foot tall.
Right. Are you kidding me? And not to mention that, Rob, or beyond that, back then the floor wasn't spread. Floor wasn't spread out. Dudes wasn't all at the three-point line. When Michael Jordan, as everybody else in that era, went to the rim, it was 6 and 7 dudes in the paint. You had to know how to finish. I laugh when people talk about, they got a big man. He going to clog up the paint because you ain't going to be able to drive. It's one dude. And I understand what they're saying, but if you, what? People used to drive all the time when the paint was full of people at every level. I wasn't a great basketball player at any high level, and I'm driving. There's people in the paint. So to say that Michael Jordan could not finish or would have more trouble finishing against Brook freaking Lopez? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? I'm sorry, Jason. That's ridiculous. It makes no sense, Rob.
I think Jason Williams is in a white chocolate coma. What are you talking about, Jason? I mean, Chris.
It's bizarre.
It's never been easier to score in the NBA. Chris, never.
Never.
And he's going to say that Michael Jordan couldn't score? You just brought up all the people Michael had to go through. Did you watch Michael Jordan against the Detroit Pistons? Or did you never watch that? I don't remember, Chris. Was he held to no points?
Stop. He averaged, I think, 37 against them, and Stop. They were hammering him.
Every single
time. You know time. That, the Jordan rules.
Yes. Right. Come on, man, with this. This old thing of everything that happened yesterday is better than anything that ever happened. We need to get off of this. And I'll tell you one thing. I don't know what his future is or what he's trying to do, or this is his podcast or what he wants to do with it. But, dude, be careful, because you'll lose your credibility real quick. And it won't matter that you played in the league, okay? Mm. You'll lose your credibility. We've seen this happen with some players who go out with these crazy things, and they'll hear you for a minute, Chris, right, and then you'll be dismissed.
Yeah, you have to, as a player, and Rob and I talk to ex-players, and we tell them, look, you got to be willing to speak your mind.
No doubt.
You can't be like, oh, I played with this guy. Oh, that was my coach. Oh, I might want to get back in the league and not say anything. You have to be honest, give your honest opinions. However, you have to walk the fine line between giving your honest opinions and spouting foolishness.
Right.
Because some people feel like, let me just go out there with a hot take. And if it's too hot and that is ridiculous, you can, Rob. You can lose your credibility.
You can, where people go, okay, let me see. So a month ago, White Chocolate was ripping Kobe, and now he's ripping MJ. Okay, we know his act, Chris.
Right,
And that's what it is, okay? Like, it's just an act. He wants to get some attention. How do you get attention? You rip some of the iconic players. Michael Jordan, considered by many the greatest player of all time. Yeah, tell people Michael Jordan wouldn't be able to score in today's NBA. Come on.
It just, and again, look, if you don't think MJ's the GOAT, fine.
Yeah,
give us a reason.
It's subjective, right? That's fine.
Of your argument. If you don't think he'd be the best player in the league right now, fine. Give us a reasoned defense of your argument. But it's harder to score nowadays? What? There is no rim protection. There's one defender in the rim when you get there. Oh, and by the way, teams also often push guys to the mid-range. They want you to take the mid-range shot. We've all seen players be right, like drive, got an open 15-footer, and won't take it. They'll either kick it out for a three or dribble out themselves, even though they've got an open mid-range shot. Michael Jordan was a mid-range assassin.
Killer! That's
so
with an
if
A.
You push him to the mid-range, first of all, it's easier to get to the rim. He was getting to the rim when it was hand-checking, and when once you got in there, the paint was packed, and they could hard foul you and it not be a big deal. Hey, that's the era he was in.
So You weren't tossed out, Chris. You weren't tossed out the game.
No, it was get on the line and take your two free throws.
Yep.
Right? And so you're going to tell me, it wouldn't be easier for him to score today? Giannis averages 1.3 blocks a game for his career. Giannis has never averaged 2 blocks a game. I get it. He's long. He's athletic. He's great. But when did he become Dikembe Mutombo? Or some great shot? Did I even mention Olajuwon?
Right.
About Jordan? I mean, that was arguably the greatest defensive player ever. I mean, come on. Rob, Michael Jordan, I am fully convinced of this. And I'm not saying for his career.
I already know what you're going to say.
But he would have a few seasons. If he played in today's NBA, he would have a few seasons where he averaged 40 points a game.
I do not disagree, because those baskets he was making as well, Chris, from the perimeter would be threes, add some points, right?
Right, he'd shoot more threes.
He would shoot more threes because that's the way the game is.
Yep.
And I totally agree. And he would probably go to the line 4 or 5 more times a game as well, Chris, because of you can't touch him.
Right.
Foul.
Good point.
Right? Foul. Yep. He's shooting free throws. Come on. What are you talking about? Stop.
I like Jay when he played. His game was fun to watch, and he matured and, you know, helped Miami. Remember, he was on that championship team in 2006. I'm surprised, Rob. I mean, this is such a ridiculous comment. I'm just surprised that he said this.
Now, was this his podcast, Rob G, or was somebody on with him? Because Chris, here's my last thing about pushback. You just can't say, where's somebody else in the room to say, what?
Well, right. I'm not fully familiar with the show, but from Twitter, it looks like it's his streaming podcast.
Okay. So there's nobody to push back on him.
Right.
Okay.
Wow.
It's like the Inside the Parker podcast. Like, you never get a dissenting opinion on the Inside the Parker podcast.
No, because my opinions are awesome. And, you know, it's a good show. And speaking of that, Ken Rosenthal from Fox and The Athletic, Chris, on the Inside the Parker dropping in the morning. Yes.
Hey, I never miss it. I never miss it. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. I mean, is it just Rob and me? I mean, are we off our rockers? Or is White Chocolate off his rocker? Your turn to weigh in. I couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of Mobile Tire Installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the iCouple, and if you're dealing with a dead battery, you know where to go. AutoZone, same place we always send you because they are America's number one battery destination, period, the end. They're awesome. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, go to the Zone, AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. What do you think about White Chocolate's saying that Michael Jordan would have more trouble scoring in today's NBA than in his era of the 80s and 90s?
I just shake my head. But all right, here we go. Colton in Mesa, Arizona. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up?
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show. Thank you for taking me on the show. But
Thank you.
Yep. I got to give you guys credit for something, because a lot of sports talk radio, mainstream or podcast, whatever it is, everyone's saying just ridiculous, outlandish takes so that they can get clicks, so they can get views. You guys are at, like, you stay true to it, and there's nothing's totally out of the realm. You know, you could disagree with things. That's a ridiculous take. I heard, I don't know, and this is just like an example of it. Maybe it was on Fox, maybe it was on ESPN, but somebody said the other day that they would take Jameis Winston over Dak Prescott to start their franchise, and I'm just, there should be repercussions for saying these kinds of things. So, I'm just saying, like, you know, the ridiculous takes are insane. I applaud you guys for not saying anything, like, absolutely insane out from left field like that. So, yeah,
you know what?
Look, I'm a Jameis fan, but he got to do more before you make that take. I mean, you got to go with Dak.
And Colton, I'm going to say this, and Chris, I think he'll agree with me. We do a different radio show because we have a different background. Chris, am I right or wrong on this?
No, you're right.
From a different background, so we're not going to just say anything.
Take background, just you
right.
Know, yeah, I mean,
it doesn't mean that we can't have one.
Right.
But we were journalists who were trained in a certain way and worked for big-time newspapers and whatnot, and we just couldn't throw anything against the wall.
No.
It just didn't work
like
that.
We don't say things just for buzz. I mean, that's why, you know, you tune in. Sometimes we're disagreeing, yelling at each other, and other times we're agreeing the whole show.
Yep.
You know, we say what we really feel.
Right. There's no act about, hey, you do this and I'll do that. All right. Will in Wisconsin, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Will?
What's going on, gentlemen? Hey, how you doing, Rock? Good that you're back, man. I thought maybe some guys with no necks were watching you with some of your bets there. So
No. You know what? I was in Dubai, and it was nothing like
He's
that.
Like,
but
you
thanks.
Know, Rob, who knows
back.
What he got into.
You
he
know that, right?
Some wise guys took care of him. He's dancing with the fishes or whatever.
That's right.
Absolutely. But it's good that we're able to kind of have some enjoyment here, especially with that comment there. And I'm with you guys. I understand that, you know, when we're creating content, especially when, you know, it's before any of the major seasons are started, that we're just kind of, you know, saying things to or, you know, the material just isn't as strong as maybe it would be. But, yeah,
right.
Definitely is not a good take, especially when we're talking about Michael Jordan. Now, maybe if we were talking about Jason Williams and his playability, where that would be in any era, I think that
right.
would be a better better debate.
I wouldn't be as good today as I was.
Right.
Like
okay, now, that would be a take. I would like to hear that take. That's a good point,
right.
Will. I like that.
Right.
How about Canella in Denver? Oh, man, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
What up, though? How you guys doing, man? I hope you guys having a good week.
Yeah,
oh,
we
man.
Are, brother. Good to have
we
you.
We are. Things are good.
Absolutely. So here's my thing. I think that podcast was recorded at 3:23 a.m. when Jason Williams was on that daddy yak, baby. I'm telling you, man, because that thing is just...
Was that after some munchies or some edibles or something?
Right. Probably both. But here's the thing. I feel as now more than ever, there's regular players scoring 50. I'm a big-time Villanova fan.
No, you're right.
And one of our guys, Zeke freaking Bay, scored 50 points. I feel like every year there's six or seven guys I didn't even know were in the league scoring 50. So for him to take that approach there is just ridiculous. I definitely agree with you guys, and that's what I got, man. Thanks for taking my call.
A lot of these dudes, Rob, you know this, half their shots are worth 3 points.
Right. Right.
I mean, that's the way the game's gone, but that's just what it is. So just the year, Michael Jordan averaged 37 points a game 1 year, 35 another year. Just by taking a few more threes, which we know he would have done in
this
era.
He would have been over 40.
Just that, right. I mean, it ain't rocket science.
No doubt. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Rob G, are we... good on the call.
Serena Williams, Rob, is looking good.
Is she?
All right, she won the first set. She lost the second set. She's up 3-1. Now I'm on a delay, so maybe the match is over. I don't know. But she's up 3-1 in the third, you know, round.
Set.
And, third set. And she's looking good. And she's playing against the second-ranked player in the world. So if she wins this, man, you'd have to really start thinking, okay, she might have a shot at this thing, going out on top.
To go out with a bang, right?
Wow. Wow. All right, we got File or Fair with JR Gamble, MLBBro.com coming up. But first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
That's right. It is Fowler Fair here on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Saying we go around the baseball diamond to discuss all the biggest headlines in the majors. In order to do so properly, we had to bring in the guy who runs MLBBro.com, the highlighted segment of the Inside the Parker podcast.
And who filled in for me on the podcast and did a great job.
And did better numbers than any other show we've ever done is my man, J.R. Gamble. What's up, J.R.?
What's up, man? I mean, only an appearance on the Odd Couple with the great Rob Parker and Chris Broussard would make me miss, you know, Serena's farewell, because it's looking like it's going to be a farewell tonight for her. Her luxurious career.
We just mentioned it, yes.
Wait, she's up.
No.
Yeah, she's up. 7-6, 6-2,
4-1.
Yeah.
Oh, she's up 4-1 in the third.
So you ain't been watching. You ain't watching.
I am. I'm sitting right here speaking to you. Yeah.
Well, now it's 4-2. She just dropped that one.
Right. 4-2. All right.
4-2 now. Exactly.
No, it's 4-1 on my TV.
God, Chris.
Chris, you're streaming.
No, Chris. You're on delay.
On Chris's, she's in her second year in tennis.
He's watching the 2021 Open right now. All right, let's get to it. I got three questions, JR, because you're the star of the segment. You get the first ups at every single one, so let's get to it. The Dodgers won their 90th game of the season last night. They dropped one tonight to the Mets, but according to MLB.com, they're the fourth fastest to reach 90 wins in baseball history. JR, easy question. Foul or fair to say the Dodgers should be viewed as the heavy favorites to win the World Series?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
They should be viewed as favorites because they have, you know, they've been bulldozing the regular season. But with the exception of that 60-game shortened COVID season, I've never seen the Dodgers and Dave Roberts really close the deal over a full season. They've been the favorites every year for the last half decade, it seems. So it's not a slam dunk. They also have pitching issues. And come playoff time, not having a legitimate ace, that could come back to haunt them. you know, unless Urias becomes Madison Bumgarner or something in the postseason. So heavy favorites, no. There's no such thing as heavy favorites in baseball, in my opinion. Even as favorites, there's several teams in the National League very capable of beating them, especially the Mets if Scherzer and DeGrom are healthy.
I'm with JR. Go ahead, Chris. Go ahead.
I'm with JR. I mean, this is
that is a foul ball.
He said everything he said. First of all, how do you say anyone's a heavy favorite in baseball? I mean, look at what the Yankees just felt. You know, it happens. You have slumps at the wrong time. And if it happens during the playoffs, you're in trouble or a bad matchup. And like you said, look, they've been the best team, at least in the National League, and maybe the whole league for, you know, the better part of the last 7-8 years. Mm-hmm. And they got one World Series to show for it. So no way you can't say they're the heavy favorite.
Yeah, I'm agree with you guys. It's a hat trick, just like last night. But anyway, yeah, I mean, heavy favorites, no. And I'm not going to belabor the point, but the point that JR brought up about, Chris, if you go into a playoff series and DeGrom and Scherzer are your two starters, that can neutralize everything.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? They can just neutralize you. And if those two guys pitch as well as they're capable of, the Dodgers could easily be down 2-0 in a series.
No doubt.
Look, you all know that Rob would not be saying this if it was the Padres who had 90 wins.
I think he's
off the Padres.
But
now,
if it was, he'd be like, you know, Tatis.
With his hand in the cookie jar.
I know. I'm hurt. You know, I was hurt. My man.
I don't root for guys, but that guy, there's something about
him.
Right. You know,
something
right.
about him.
Here we go.
Right.
The way he moves.
No, I didn't say all that.
Dude.
I'm a woman.
All right, Albert. Here we go. JR. Albert Pujols. He's been on an absolute tear as of late.
Ridiculous.
Now, just 6 home runs shy of the vaunted 700 club. 32 games left entering Wednesday's action, JR. Foul or fair to say that Pujols will hit number 700 this year?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
You might get popped for PEDs first.
Oh, my God. Don't say that.
Well, he knows this is last year, right? Why not?
Why not? Thank you. I mean, all of a sudden, this guy's about to retire, and he's a pool host of 15 years ago. Right. I mean, dripping balls over the fence, hitting homers. Very, very interesting, I'll say. And a fairy tale ending, seriously, though, for one of the greatest players of all time. However, I believe that the baseball gods, fellas, end up being in control of these type of things. And although he had a nice final adrenaline getting within reach, I don't think he makes it. And I don't think he should make it because A-Rod would have reached it and become the first Hispanic player with 700 home runs if he wasn't derailed by Major League Baseball. So that's what I say.
I'm going to say foul.
That is a foul ball.
And not only that, Chris, you ready? I'm going to double down. He's had such an unbelievable stretch. Albert Pujols will not N.O.T. hit another home run this season.
What?
Baseball has a way of balancing it out. I'm going out on a limb. No more home runs for Albert Pujols the rest of the year.
What about the juice he's on?
Well, he's not going to. Stop saying that.
Well, he got nothing to lose.
Stop saying that.
I mean, what's going to happen? They're going to suspend you? Stop. I don't know, man. I'm going to say no with you guys, foul.
That is a foul ball.
I got to be honest. And I hope he's not on the juice. But like JR said, I mean, the circumstance, whatever, I don't know. But I would like to see him get 700. I'm not with the whole it should have been A-Rod. I get it. Fine. But I'd love to see Pujols get there. But I don't think he will. I mean, this has been shocking. I can't see it continue.
No, that's why, Chris, I'm saying, like, the it'll balance out because it has been shocking. This guy's God. been dead for a couple of seasons. Like,
right.
For real.
Right.
The corpse of Albert Pujols closing.
Sorry about that. the Cardinals were thinking about...
That got dark in a hurry.
I know the Cardinals were thinking about having coffin night, you know what I mean? But they changed their mind. Oh, I'm sorry.
And you doubled down.
All right, last one, foul and fair here on the Odd Couple. JR Gamble sitting in with the fellas.
Yes, sir.
Coming into Wednesday, Paul Goldschmidt is first in the NL in average, first in RBI, and second in home runs. Triple crown legitimately on the table. Only problem, though, is if he played in the American League, he'd be well behind Aaron Judge in both RBI and homers. Here's the question, JR. Foul or fair to say, even if Goldschmidt gets the triple crown, Aaron Judge will have had a better season.
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
Well, we already know who had the better season, fellas. Who's the face of baseball right now? Like, that guy, the one with 51 homers and a good chance to hit more homers than any player in American League history. You know, the Triple Crown would be a great accomplishment. Miguel Cabrera did win the MVP when he won it in the American League in 2012. But to my knowledge, he wasn't competing against a guy who's carrying the first-place team, obliterated home run marks, and pitchers, you know, in his wake. If Judge reaches 60 bombs, he definitely had the better season, no matter what Goldschmidt accomplishes in a down offensive year, I believe, in baseball.
You made a compelling argument, but I'm going to say it's fair.
It's wow. A good ball.
I'm shocked.
A triple crown, it just doesn't happen. Triple crown hasn't happened that often.
And 60 Chris, homers has?
No, but to lead
it
the league
in 1947.
To lead the league in all three categories, we just talked about it. The last guy to do it, what was Miguel Cabrera 10 years ago in 2012. And then before Cabrera, I think it was another 25 years or so. It just doesn't happen that often. So it's a huge accomplishment despite the year that Judge has had. Having a triple crown puts you in rarefied air.
Yeah, believe it or not, I'm going to agree with Rob. Fair.
Do you?
It's yeah, look. Personally, I know they're not in the same league. So Judge is the MVP.
Right, right. And Goldschmidt will be in the National League. Right.
If I were a player, I mean, both obviously are great. I probably would rather have Judge's year, you know, just because of the if he hits 60. But looking at it objectively, I do. I think you got to go with Goldschmidt. And not just because the Triple Crown is so rare, but because he's just having a better, probably all-around hitting season. I mean, his average is, what, in the 330s. Judge isn't quite hitting even 300. He's close to Judge in RBI.
Right.
And, you know, he's far behind in homers, but he's still got over 30. So
he won't catch Schwarber. He won't catch Schwarber, so he's not going to win the Triple Crown.
Right, right. He won't do it, but
I objectively, I think you got to give it to him. He's almost 40 points better in batting average.
Yeah.
Right.
He's had a hell of a year, no doubt.
And that's foul or fair.
Later.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
JR, great stuff, brother, even though you were wrong on a few of them, or last one.
thank
but
you.
But Hank, keep your head up, man.
Much
we'll
love.
Talk to you next week.
Okey-doke.
All right, brother. Yep. Peace. More Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, wrapping up a Worship Wednesday. And we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. And Rob, speaking of amazing, Serena Williams has ousted the second-ranked player in the world in the U.S. Open and did so in impressive fashion, winning the first set 7-6. That was tight. Lost the second one, but routed her in the third and final one 6-2. And this is real, man. It's gosh, what a way to go out if she could win this Open. Now, she's 42-0 in the first two rounds of the U.S. Open throughout her career. So maybe we should have expected this, but
no, not this late and not against such a top player. You know what I mean, Chris?
Right. Like, I'm sure you got to remember tonight. Yeah.
You got to think about that. Normally, she's at the top and playing lesser competition in the first round. You know what I mean? This is different.
Absolutely.
That she's facing the number two player in the tournament. So, wow.
It's a great event, man. And here's the thing, man. She has got a huge home court advantage, if you will, right? I mean, the whole place is going for Serena, understandably, right? But everybody's going for Serena.
That's why all the celebrities are there. Tiger Woods, everybody, because this might be it. And they want to be able to see her one last time, which is pretty neat, I think.
Yep. And so I think that, you know, this young girl, I don't know how old she is. I don't even want to try to pronounce her name.
She's from Estonia. But she, I mean, she had to be like, my God. You know what I mean? Like, she stepped into something she didn't expect. And now, of course, the competition's going to know it's all about Serena. So this is great, man. She's playing doubles with her sister, too, Venus. So did you see King Richard, the movie about their dad, them and their dad?
I didn't
see
it.
You didn't see that with Will Smith?
No, I heard it's fantastic.
Yeah, man, you got to see it.
Yeah,
you gotta see it. It was great, and it was. I mean, it was just a great movie. That story, man.
The story is incredible.
Like tennis,
yes.
You know what I mean? It's not like they were playing basketball.
They were playing on dilapidated courts, right? In Compton with grass growing out of the cement.
Their dad and mom were teaching them,
right? Right.
You know, I mean, they weren't tennis players. And it was incredible, man. It really was.
Did you ever play tennis, Chris? Did you ever get in?
Not competitively. I mean, I used to play, you know, like my family. Socially, we would go play, or I play with my brother. But no, I never played like competitively,
Chris,
or anything.
I had the tennis bug, okay? I get to Cincinnati to cover the Reds, and every writer on the beat played tennis. And Hal McCoy, who was the Hall of Fame writer for the Dayton Daily News.
Kind of like Harold Baines, huh? Hall of Fame.
But those guys, they taught me in spring training how to play.
Had you played tennis before?
Not really. You know what I mean? Just hit the ball over the net. But I never really played and knew all the rules. They taught me, and I remember... I went from not being able to keep the ball on the court. You know how you hit it out of the tennis court because you can't control your... I went from that, and a guy named Joe Henderson, who was another reporter down in Tampa who covered the Reds during spring training, he was beating my butt like Chris consistently. By the All-Star game, which was in San Diego that year, Joe and I played on top of the hotel one morning, and I beat him. And that was only like 3 months later. You know, like that's how I played tennis every day. No lie to you. No lie. Every day for 2 straight years. Every day. I caught the tennis bug like crazy.
When did you stop?
When I moved to Detroit.
And why?
I moved to Detroit to be, you know, left the Cincinnati Riders and all that. And then, you know, you get to a new town. You don't know anybody. It's just totally different than what I was used to. And I just lost it. I burnt out, and I never
picked
it up again.
When's the last time you played?
It's been years. I can't even remember. I don't even have a tennis racket anymore.
Wow. That is interesting. You know, I just remembered this. I actually took a tennis course in college. It was my senior year. And, you know, senior year, I was pretty much done with all my academics, right? So I took a tennis course. And actually, my basketball coach was the teacher who was on the show, Earl Reed. And, I mean, it really helped me. I mean, just learning some of the real, you know, I always played on athleticism. And I played a good enough to actually play some tennis. You know what I mean? Like, my brother and I would go play, and we'd have a competitive match. But learning how to serve properly and things like that, it really did help my game. Not that I was great, but you know what I mean?
Right. Tennis is a great, and exercise-wise, it's unbelievable.
I've always said when I'm done playing basketball, which is pretty much now, I'm going to pick up tennis, but I don't know. I might go straight to golf because I don't know how much energy I got for tennis at this point. But all right, great show, Worship Wednesday. Signing off. Keep it locked for the upcoming.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
It's up, it's up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.